Welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., where we'll be talking about what it's like being single and dating in your 20s and 30s. So let's get some wine and popcorn and get real about what it's really like. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sure Jan Podcast. I'm your host, Janice M., and I hope everyone out there is having an amazing day, amazing week, and if you aren't, I am honestly sending you positive, positive vibes. So moving forward, I will not only record, like you guys are not only going to be able to hear me audio version, you'll actually be able to see a visual of me talking to you guys, which is going to be amazing. Because I want to be able to connect with you guys on a level where we're able to see, like, well, you can see me. I can't see you guys, obviously, but I have gotten a lot of feedback from you guys, and you guys would love more, like, visual episodes. So I love to plays, so here we are. We're getting intimate here because you guys are actually in my bedroom. So, you know, this is where the magic used to happen. It hasn't happened in like a long time. But yes, this is where the magic happens. And if you are listening to me via audio, you're probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I will be putting these up on YouTube. So you guys will be able to see these visual episodes on YouTube. So I hope you enjoy the visual episodes. So like, let's get the fuck into it. I kind of want to talk about, I told you guys, I think maybe a couple weeks ago, that I am now doing, like, I've been kind of doing like a Friday, hanging out with friends type of thing. And like, it's honestly been great. It's been something, I feel like during quarantine, I haven't really had a lot to look forward to. And sorry, wine glass hits the mic. I haven't really had a lot to look forward to throughout quarantine. And I feel like this is like something that I've been really excited about. Like when Friday hits, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna be able to like get drunk, have fun with friends. But do it safely, right? Because that's the big thing, right? And you always want to do shit safely because, ain't nobody trying to get corona. So, with that being said, I am so excited when Friday hits because I know I'm gonna get, like, fucking lit with my friends and it's just gonna be a really good fucking time. This past Friday, we had a very interesting conversation. And, you know, when I get together with my guy friends, like, it's so funny because we were at a bar and I don't know if anybody knows this, like, if anybody from Boston is watching this, it's World of Beer, which isn't a mall, but it's like a bar. It's really nice, and they have like a little like happy hour food thing happening, which I'm all about it because your girl loves food. So anyways, that's like been the spot. So if you're around on Friday, I am there. I'm normally there. So we like were sitting down or whatever, and like new people had joined our group, and we were sitting and my friend goes, oh, like, you're over, because I, like, we had two tables and I was at one table and then they had, like, a friend that I wasn't super fond of. So, like, I had lied and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the other table because I can't see the basketball game that was happening right now. And thank God, like, you know, I am a huge basketball fan, but, you know, I use it as my excuse because I needed to get the fuck out of here. You know when, like, some guys, they just, like, don't really get the hint? And I think he was, like, drunk, too, so he, like, really wasn't getting the hint that I was, like, you need to, like, go, bro. Like, this is not working. And he just was not getting the hint, so it was, like, really annoying. I low key like did not like this dude. I didn't really like how forward he was being. And I'm all about like somebody being cocky, which is like fine. But he was a lot. And then we kind of like hung out with him throughout the night, and he just got progressively worse. And so yeah. Was not a fan. Don't recommend. But yeah, so I sat over and they were like, yeah, like, let's talk about sex since I'm sitting there. And I don't know what it is. I feel like people are just super comfortable to just talk to me about sex. I don't know if I give that vibe. I'm not sure if I give that vibe to everybody else, but like my friends, just anytime they want to have like a sex conversation, it's normally me that they want to talk to about it. So anyways, we were having a conversation, and for some reason we started talking about ass play. And yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of ass play, right? I don't like it. And it's not my thing. And I feel like it's not my thing because I just haven't found the right, I mean, maybe it's just not, it won't be my thing like ever, but I just, the last person that I did stuff like that with, it wasn't the greatest because he was really into it, I wasn't. And I feel like if you both aren't into it, especially when you're doing ass play, and there's a lot that goes into ass play, right? And I got the best, I will say this, I got the best advice about ass play from like a lot of my gay friends, my gay guy friends, and they would just kind of tell me stuff that you would need to prepare for in order to have a semi-successful ass play situation, right? So first, they would say like don't really eat like really heavy food. Like I probably wouldn't eat a burrito or like something like really heavy in terms of ass play. So that's number one, right? Number two is lube is your motherfucking best friend, okay? Spit is a no-go, okay? Lube is like your friend, and use a shit ton of it. Like use like half the motherfucking bottle of lube. Like I'm over exaggerating, but like lube is like literally your friend, okay? Third, you literally need to be able to you need to be comfortable. You need to be prepared for this. Like, it's really a big mental game. And for me, when I did ass play with this former partner, it just wasn't, it was more, I just more so did it for him and I didn't want to do it. And it was more so like, I was really submissive to him. And, you know, for me, that wasn't like, it's okay to be submissive to somebody, like, if, especially if you guys are like, having sex and, you know, that's your thing. If you want to be submissive and you have a dom and being submissive, like, that's one thing. But, like, I feel like I wasn't into it whatsoever. So it completely killed the vibe. So, like, even him doing it as, like, even with the amount of lube that we use, which I don't think we used enough, it was so fucking painful, right? Super, super fucking painful. And it just was not like my cup of tea. And I wasn't, yeah, it was a no for me, dog. Like literally a fucking big ass no. And I've had the occasional slip in, which guys say like, oh, I'm sorry, like my mistake, when in fact they know what they're motherfucking doing. Like I hate when guys do that, when they're like, and any guys listeners out there that listen and have done this, you know who you are, okay? The whole slipping it in by accident, finger slip, or like you're like, oh shit, I thought it was your pussy, but it really wasn't. It's my fucking asshole. I mean, I feel like you can tell. Actually, that's a lie, because I had sex with this guy who literally fucked in between my thighs and he thought that was my vagina. So I mean, some of you may be really like not all there and just have no idea what the inside of a vagina feels like, and you just think it's some girl's thigh, but you know, who the fuck am I to judge you? I'm judging you a little bit. Also, like, honestly, that was like a really weird situation where I felt so bad that like he had no idea. I think he did. I just felt really bad because I just like, how do you not know that these are my thighs? Like, I know I have some thunder thighs. Like, I do. Like, I have thunder thighs, okay? But it's not my vagina. Like, they feel different. I've had my fingers in it, so I think I know what it feels like. And then I've had my hands in between my thighs, just kind of like sitting or something, not like doing anything to myself, just like, like when you just have your hands and like you just kind of put it in between your, like warming up your hands or whatever, right? I like could tell the difference, and I just wasn't really understanding why he couldn't tell the difference. It just was really weird. Right now, like, he has like a wife, a kid, and like he's doing good for himself. But yeah, like, good luck to her. Like, hopefully he found her vagina. I don't know. But yeah, anyways, so listen, I hate the whole saying of like, oh, I'm sorry, I just slipped. Like, I literally hate it. And it's just so annoying because I feel like men like know what the fuck they're doing, and they know like that them telling us that they're like, oh, my bad, like I thought of, like, no, you know what you were doing. And it's like, if I let you and I was like, oh yeah, go ahead, like, surely slip it right in, like, do it up, you'd be all motherfucking about it, right? So this brings me to our conversation, and they were talking about like, so my like one of my guy friends was like, yeah, like when I'm hitting it from the back, he's like, sometimes I like to like put my thumb in or like kind of apply a little bit of pressure just to kind of like get it going because it feels really good. Because let me tell you something, if somebody shoves something in your ass that you're not expecting, your whole body's gonna tense up, right? So for men, like, especially like sometimes when men like have sex with a girl on an ass that's like not really like accustomed to having sex with a girl on an ass, like her ass, like her whole body tenses up, so I'm including her ass. So if I am like entire body. So if I am fucking you in the vagina and I fucking put my finger in your ass and you're not expecting it, my whole fucking body's gonna like tense up, right? Which could feel amazing for them. I'm not sure why they do it, but like maybe that's the reason. I'm just like coming to the conclusion I don't have a dick, so I have no idea. I can't like confirm that these are the these are the reasons that they do it. However, we were talking about that, and I was like, and then I was like, well, what if a girl did that to you? And they were so like offended that I asked this question. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I don't knock anybody's, like, if a guy wants a finger in his ass or like lick an ass, and let me tell you something, like, no judgment, like, obviously, I never judge. I've done it, like, I put a finger in a guy's ass, licked a guy's ass. Like, I've done it, like, with a partner that I was very comfortable with. Like, of course, like, you want to experiment and you want to do things, like, especially if it's something that your partner is into or something that, like, turns your partner on. Like, you're open to, like, just doing these things for them. And I feel like that's super, super common. And so, with them, I was saying, like, I was like, well, I'm like, you've never tried it, so like, how would you know if it's not something you'd want to do? And so their whole argument with me was that their entire fucking argument with me was like, no, we don't get fucked, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, but like, there's a difference. Like, for us women, like, my G spot is in my vagina. Your G spot is in your ass. So that's the difference. So guys that are like wanting fingers in their ass and stuff like that clearly know where their G spot is and clearly know that they want to have these type of orgasms. So like when we were having this conversation, and it was like, I wouldn't say it got a little intense because I was like on the point. I'm like, how do you know if you don't like something unless you try it, right? You can't just kind of go with, and I don't know if it's like a very like hetero, like, I mean, obviously the guys I had sex with were heterosexual, but I don't know if it's like a macho man thing. I don't know what the I don't like that these guys have these like mindsets that it's like, oh, if I'm getting fucked by a girl, like, or it's like I'm gay or something stupid along those lines, when it's like, you're not. Like, if you're just in touch with like your G-spot and what is a part of a male's like anatomy that like can give them a G-spot orgasm. And I was saying to them, I'm like, listen, from a woman that has gotten a G-spot orgasm and just an orgasm just like not with my G-spot, like, I'm telling you, there is a fucking difference. It's a very indifferent orgasm. So like, how the fuck do you know? Like, you can't just kind of go with because you're putting something in my ass, or you're putting a finger or a dildo or anything else in my ass, I'm gonna think you're gay, or I'm gonna think this. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a, I don't know, like, I feel like it's like a inner guy thing. I feel like they're just not comfortable. Some guys are just not comfortable with stuff like that because society tells them that they're not supposed to do that, right? I feel like if it was deemed acceptable in a society, like, people would be more, would more want to do it, right? Like, if certain things were like, oh, that's really acceptable, or like, if like ass play was like a main thing, like it was like part of sex, like oral sex is like part of sex, like getting, like giving head is like, some people would say it's a part of sex, getting eaten out is a part of sex, kissing is a part of sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like the way society like says like how we're supposed to have sex and what things are acceptable and what's quote unquote normal. Is, yeah, like, so when I'm talking to them, and it's no fault to them, because listen, if society were to tell me and didn't deem it normal to me, I would be like, okay, I get your point. Like, I got their point, but it was just really hard because I'm just like, I don't care. No one's going near my ass. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't really feel like you're giving me like a real valid reason. Like, I just kind of, you're just telling me no ass play because like it's not acceptable, which to me was really fucking weird. Like, I just was like, oh, okay. Like, I just feel like if you have a basis, just like, listen, I tried it, it wasn't for me, I didn't like it, I move on to the next thing, right? Even like any kinks out there, I can't really shame you or say like that's really inappropriate if I've never done it. People have kinks that they want to be dogs and act like dogs and want their partner to treat them as if they're their owner and they're an animal or whatever. I can't say that's like, to me, it's not the normal, but I can't go fucking say like, oh, that's fucking like, I would never fucking do that. I've never experienced it. I'm just like, that's not that to me. That's not really normal. Like, I can't say that. Like, I've never done it. I don't know what it's like. I don't think I would see myself doing that, just because I don't want to be, I'm not like, I don't really like the whole, dom sub situation where like you're catering. I like when somebody takes control, but like to an extent, right? I don't really like the whole like I don't like the whole like daddy thing, or I'm your master, you're my slave. I don't know if it's like my ancestors are like, bitch, no. I'm not sure what it is, but like, I just don't like shit like that. So the whole like dog pet thing, or even like the baby thing, I mean for me, it's just, it's probably a no for me, just because like I just wouldn't want something like that, because I'm not into like I said, like the master slave type of situation. And I feel like when you're like being a baby or you're being an animal, like, you know, you're listening to somebody. Like, I don't like that. I like when somebody takes charge, but like to an extent. Like, bitch, ain't nobody calling you daddy. Like, I'm not calling you master. Like, that's not happening. So, yeah, no. But we were like just talking about that, and I just thought it was so funny because I know a lot of men that think that way, and a lot of them like will undercover like do that. I had a guy that I wouldn't say like we used to sext a lot, and it was weird. I knew him in high school, and he dated this girl that like I was friends with and stuff, and it wasn't until we went to I got to like college and after college where him and I even like really spoke on that level, like where it got sexual. Like it I don't even know how it went left, and we started having like these type of sexual conversations, and I started sending him, I wouldn't say explicit pictures because I never got like naked, but like thirst trap pictures. And yeah. So, anyways, he had to come over, and we were just like kind of, we had talked about stuff that I've done and stuff that he's done, and he's like, we were talking about like ass play or something. And I had said to him, he's like, have you ever like fingered a guy or like eaten a guy's ass out? And I was like, yeah, I have. I used to date some guy that like was like into like ass play, but like that was his thing, and I was okay with it. Like I was fine with it because it turned him on and was great for him. And obviously, when you make somebody feel good, it is, you know, it intensifies, like it kind of like sets the tone, right? Sets the atmosphere, right? So we like, we decided to try it out. And let's just say, for someone that's never tried it and tried it, he really fucking enjoyed himself. It was, I thought it was fun because he was having a good time, and by him having a time and knowing that I was like helping him out with that, it was great. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't really knock certain things unless, like, I feel like their whole opinion about it. I mean, you don't like what you don't like, right? But I feel like if you can't say you don't like something per se, if you don't really have a solid reason for it, right? And it's like your reasoning is like nothing should be going on. I'm just like, why do you think that way? Like, and like, if I would have a question, if I would have a question about it, I wasn't really getting a like solid answer. And that's like with like a couple of my guy friends, right? I've asked a couple of them, and not only like the friends I was with, this is like other guy friends that I know that they all give me this exact same answer. And it's just kind of like, for what? Like, why? Like, is it because it may seem like you're gay or whatever. I don't really understand that. But you know, it's different. I feel like it's weird when straight hetero men, like, if they feel like anything is like, it's like if I'm into ass play, like I may be considered gay, and I just feel like it's so stupid, and really like naive to think that way. And I'm not saying like my guy friends think this way. I'm just saying like in general, like I know men that like actually think this way, and I'm just like, don't flatter yourself, boo. Like I know you're not. You don't need to prove to me that you're straight. Like I don't need you to prove it to me. I don't need you to do that. Like, if you wanna, like, if you, like, want me to put my finger in your ass, I am not gonna look at you any differently. I'm not gonna, I trust, like, trust and believe women don't look at you and be like, oh, you had my finger, like, my finger was in your ass. Like, oh, you're gay. You're a little suspect. Like, We don't think that way. I promise you, we do not think this way. So, like, if that is your whole fucking mentality, I don't know what fucking person you talk to or who the fuck told you that women think this way, because we do not. Because, like, we don't. And it's weird. It's so weird. But, like, I feel like I really want to try as play again, but like with a better partner, and not the partner. Obviously the partner that I had, like, really, I was like, fucks no. And he just, I don't know, it was just weird. I just feel like you need to, if you're going to make that decision and actually like participate in ass play, you need to mentally prepare yourself for it. And I know it's like, I feel like that's like a lot for me to say, like, you need to mentally, like, it's not the norm. And like, again, putting in air quotes, it's not the norm that like putting a dick in your ass is like part of sex. It's not like, it's not like known that that's like a thing, right? And so I just feel like, if you want to try it, make sure that you and your partner are actually having a conversation about it. You are 100%, 100% comfortable with actually doing ass play, then I would do it. I mean, honestly, like, make sure you're 100% comfortable. Make sure that this is something that you really want to do, and I feel like you guys are gonna have a good time. And use a shit ton of motherfucking lube, honestly. Use a lot of lube. A lot. Okay? And, like, listen, you need that shit to be, like, slippery or whatever. And I'm not even talking about, like, him just putting it on the outside of your, like, honey. There needs to be a lot of lube. And not only on his dick, like, the lube needs to be in your ass too. Like, use the lube wisely. Use it fucking wisely. Okay? That's like exactly what you need to do. And yeah. I hear it's a fun time, so I am down for the fucking get down. So, whoever my future, like, not boo, I wouldn't even say like I need to, this doesn't need to be with like a boyfriend, to be honest. For me, it's with a partner that I actually trust. Like, I ain't trying to give anybody this ass, okay? Ain't nobody gonna get this hole. Ain't no Joe Schmo gonna get this hole. So, yeah, it needs to be somebody that I actually trust and I'm comfortable with, like, sexually, like, I'm comfortable with. And, yeah. Would I consider any of my recycled Ds? Possibly, but you know, it's one of those things where you're just kind of like, this is like, for me, I feel like this is a pretty big deal, because like, it's not a normal thing that I do. Like, I don't really include that in my normal, like, in my normal, like, sex life, like my normal sex time, like sexy time. That shit ain't really normal. So for me, like, this is going to be something that is gonna be a whole motherfucking experience, especially since I actually want it to happen. Like, the other times, like, I wasn't into it, but like this time, like, if I'm comfortable with my partner, we've talked about it, this is something I really want to do. We're using a shit ton of lube. It's just gonna be a fun fucking time. I may take like a shot or two before we fucking do it, because why the fuck not? And yeah, like, I just think it'd be a good motherfucking time. So, with that being said, I'm all for any suggestions, if you guys want to give me any suggestions for as play, because like, I want to have a successful time in the near future. So, if you got any suggestions, let your motherfucking girl know. I'm so down to hear some stories. But I'm going to end this episode on that note. But yes, I have a couple things that are happening. So I have a couple episodes that are coming out soon. I No, if you guys listen to my audio part of my podcast, I did have an episode with a dating expert. I am going to try and have that episode out. Like soon I need to edit it and do that down. I have a couple people coming on my show. I have a comedian named Anthony. He's gonna be on my show. I cannot wait to have him. That is gonna be the episode after this, where he kind of tells me about his story. He went on 53 dates, okay, in a span of 9 fucking months. And he tells me by far the craziest date story. And he actually puts that bit in his show. And it's really funny. And he has a whole spiel on that. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And yeah, I have a ton of cool shit. I hope you guys like the first video episode. And you get to see my face. And yeah, so if you guys this is my first one, so try not to super crucify me because it's my first. If I'm doing something that's like weird to you or that's like awkward, please let me know in the comments if you're watching this video. I know this is gonna sound weird on my audio, but if you guys, I will put the link somewhere in my YouTube. So just kind of look out for this video episode. I'm just gonna try and edit, but obviously the audio version will come out first, and then you guys will see the video episode. So just look out for the video episode. I will put the tag of my YouTube on the link. So just kind of look out for this episode. Just subscribe and subscribe to my YouTube page, and you guys will see it. And subscribe, and you guys will be able to catch episodes video wise. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope the ambiance is nice. I was trying to like set the mood here. I have the blue lights behind me, so hopefully the blue was nice. Hopefully you guys can see me very well. This is my first time, obviously. I'm gonna try and edit as much as I can the video. But thank you guys so much. I love you guys, and thank you for supporting me, and can't wait to talk to you guys next time. Bye.